Yo, what is happening, guys? Nathan back once again with another episode of the Unplugged Freedom Podcast. And in today's episode, we are going to be talking about preparing for the worst. Okay, taking a little break. So what I've actually done is I've actually deleted my apps for Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. And I just decided, you know what? It's September 1st. I'm going to get rid of those things because, one, I spend too much time on it. Okay, I'm sure that most of us who have these apps could probably agree that you probably spend at least maybe an hour or more on these apps. And you might think, oh, it's just a couple minutes here, a couple minutes there. No, you spend quite a bit of time on it. So the reason I kept these apps was because I was part of different groups and different things where I was trying to keep up with what was happening and trying to see the direction that we are going. And so since it's September, we have supposedly the company that I work with has said that by the 19th you need the first jab so that you can have the second one by the 30th of October. So September 19th, That's our date, and then like the big money date is October 30th. So that's 2 months away. Whatever they're planning for after the 30th of October, like who knows what? But I can only imagine that it's gonna be just a shit show from here on out. So think of it like this: we're almost like going in the direction of we're on the Titanic. And we're heading towards an iceberg. And, you know, we don't have enough time to turn. We could, if we all banded together, we could turn. But at the end of the day, not everybody is seeing the iceberg. They're like, nah, that's not an iceberg. That's just, you know, a hallucination or whatever. Like, they're just clueless, right? So you're like, okay, well, at least, you know, just help us steer out of the way. Even if you don't see it, just like help us steer out of the way because, you know, you'll still be helping in a way, but they won't help. So if we were able to band together, we could easily just squash this out, just, you know, just super easily. Unfortunately, those in power who have control over the media, who have control over the celebrities, who have control over all of the programming that is on television where they can just throw up their propaganda and brainwash people into whatever ideas, perceptions, and beliefs that they so choose to put into them. Unfortunately, they have an incredible amount of power. And that is seen. That is easily seen by this. It's someone's parents took the jab and the father died pretty much like right away. Like within like a couple of hours. They then had that person on the news saying, hey, I still recommend it and I would still do it all over again. And you're like, whoa, like Jesus. So I was part of all these different groups, whether it was on Facebook or Instagram or Twitter, and, you know, like just kind of like seeing what the conversation is and seeing how are we going? How are we doing? Is there faith in humanity? Now, I'm not a negative person, I'm not very cynical. I'm just a very real type of person. Realistic thinker is what you could call me, like an actual realistic thinker. I look at everything and then I'm able to construct a pretty good answer out of that and say, okay, as much as I have faith in people, at the end of the day, you have to be real, okay? Like I said, if we all banded together, this would be over in a heartbeat. Unfortunately, there's so much control over people that we can't can't band together. That's the problem, is we are incapable of banding together, and that's unfortunate. So I said, okay, whatever. September's here. We're down to a few weeks. Our company even came out, because apparently there's supposed to be, for people who are exempt from getting the jab for religious or even medical reasons, like, there's people out there that they will die, literally die, and doctors will tell them that they will die, that if they get it, and doctors will say, do not get this. There's also very brainwashed people out there who are told this and they still want to get it. That's how brainwashed these people are. So our company comes out and says, hey, just so you know, you got to get this by this date. It's government. And it's unfortunate because all the corporations and even the unions, they're just folding and just saying, oh, it's government mandate, we can't do anything about it. And it's just like, well, we could, like, we very much could, you know, so we just, like, fold to the government. That's what we do. And that just blows me away that is what we do. The government is supposed to work for us. We don't work for it. The government's supposed to be there for us. And so the fact that everybody's just bending and folding so easily and just holding the government up to such a high power and just saying, oh, there's nothing we can do, it's government. It's like, guys, they are our government, okay? Like, there's like six of them. And so it's just absolutely crazy what people are doing, what people are saying. And so I'm looking at the trajectory as to where we're going, and at the end of the day, I'm just going to prepare for the worst. So I said, okay. So I shut down, I didn't shut them down, but I just deleted my app so that I'm not spending any time with them. I'm thinking, okay, worst case scenario, I leave this job. Okay, what next? Well, I got to move out of my place way up north. I've got to figure out where I'm going to live. I've got to figure out what I'm going to do. Now, I'm not too worried about it, because essentially, in a way, I've actually prepared for this. And why I say that is because, well, it's partly why I don't own a lot of stuff. Like, I don't own furniture, I don't own like a house or like an expensive car, like everything I basically just pay in cash. And the reason for that is because I don't want to have car payments, mortgages, and like all these expensive things that I have to pay for, and then have my arm twisted and say, "Oh, I guess I have to get this jab." No, that's not what I'm about. So that's partly why I always kind of just lived this life. One, I enjoy it. Two, I always never wanted to be in a situation where I was trapped. And I've been in those situations before where I've been trapped. And I've seen people, and I do continue to see people in those situations where they are trapped. And like people who I know, people who I care about, like they're all in that situation. So, yeah, I could have had a brand new shiny car. I could have probably had a house. I could have probably had so many things. Okay, probably could have had the shiniest laptop and phone and tablet and smartwatch and this and that. But at the end of the day, I always knew that I never wanted to be trapped. So in a way, I was almost preparing for something like this already. Some people who are really religious, they call this the I don't really know what they call it, but they say that it's in the Bible and all this stuff, and I don't really know. Only time will tell. We'll see. Okay. Other people on the, let's say the conspiracy side, say that 2030 is a big thing, and you know what? Only time will tell, right? We'll see. We'll see who's right. Is it the religious side that's right? Is it the conspiracy side that's right? But conspiracy theorists were talking about vaccine passports long ago, and so they're pretty much right, you know, most of the time. Not all the time, not those crazy ones, but, you know, like the decent ones. And so for this month, I'm going to be kind of focusing on just preparing for the worst in a way. And that's not to be negative or anything. It's just, hey, look, I got to take care of number one. Because if I can't take care of number one, then that means I can't take care of other people. And that's what a lot of people have, struggle with, is that they have a hard time taking care of number one, taking care of yourself. They think that taking care of yourself is selfish or whatever it is. It's like, well, if you're a parent and you don't take care of yourself, how are you going to be able to take care of your child? You're not going to be able to. So you got to take care of yourself before you take care of somebody else. And I've literally seen it from people. They say, oh, I'm so sorry, guys. I got to be selfish this weekend. I gotta, you know, spend some time with myself and just, you know, recoup myself, or like whatever BS they say. And it's just like, I just like come in there. I'm like, it's not selfish. To take care of you is not selfish. It's one of the best things that you can do. And to think that it is selfish, and if other people think that you are selfish for doing such a thing, well, guess what? You don't need them in your life. I've literally had people get mad at me because I wouldn't come to their, like, party. And it's like, well, one, I don't want to be surrounded by a bunch of drunk people. Two, like, what are we going to do? We're going to stay up late. We're going to freaking be whatever. I don't want that. You know, I've had people where I'm like, yeah, tomorrow morning, I'm going to go for a workout. And they're just looking at me like, do you have like a personal training appointment? Do you have like friends you're meeting there? Like what do you have? Like, why can't you, you know, come out to our fire and to our place? And it's like, look, because it's already what, 10:30? Okay. I'm getting up early so I can kick ass the next day. All right. And they just have such a hard time to even like fathom it. They're like, what? But just like come over to our place. Like, no. Okay. So it's really interesting how people think of this. So September 19th, there's a lot of people. And this is, we're talking about 24,000 employees just with this company alone. And if you incorporate also all the other companies that are in there as well. So the big banks, I don't even know how many employees the big banks have, but same thing. They are faced with the 30th of October. Everybody's going to be faced with the 30th of October, right? So that means September 19th, okay? So our company came out and said, oh, you know what? We don't really have a method or information yet about people who will be exempt for the jab. Like, what? Like, you're talking about people's career. You're talking about forcing them to do something. And you're saying that there is a way for people to be exempt from it, medically or religiously. And then that exemption you don't even have, which is like weeks away. Like, what? So that's really interesting to me, like to do something like you got, like, let's say you got somebody who's been with the company for, let's say somebody here, they've been with the company for say 15 years. They're making like 150 grand a year. Okay. They got kids, they got a house, they got mortgage, they got boats, they got all the stuff, right?
And they are less than 3 weeks away of supposedly supposed to be having an ability to be able to put in their exemption. But they don't even have that. Like, how first of all, like, how disorganized is that? How crazy is that? That's just absolutely wild. So part of me thinks, okay, well, these guys don't even have, like, all their everything sorted out. So how can they come to me and say, you can't work here because you don't have this jab? And it's like, well, you don't even have an ability to give people who are exempt a way out, or to prove their exemption, or whatever it is. You don't even have that ability, so how can you kick me out? So it's like a big game of chicken that is happening right now. It's like the world's biggest game of chicken that is happening right now. And so, very interesting. Gonna be very interesting. I'm just battening down the hatches and, you know, I'm ready for war at the end of the day. You can try and take whatever you want away from me, but look, I've already prepared for it. Like, what can you actually take from me? You can't take anything from me. You literally can't take anything from me. You could literally take all my belongings away from me, but I'm still gonna succeed. I'm still gonna thrive. I'm still gonna be on top because that's who I am. And so that's the person that I've created. That I'm not defined by a house, by a truck, by a this or a career or that. All of that can be taken away, because at the end of the day, I know that you have nothing to be able to threaten me with. You want to take away my job? Go ahead. How many jobs that are out there? I'll go find another one. That's fine. Okay. You think that there's no other company that's going to say, hey, we're not in support of this mandatory BS? Because there's plenty of them out there. All right. If I got to move to the States and work for a company that I know of, I'll do it. Okay. Probably be better too, since Canada is just, you know, shit in the bed. So that's my plan for the next few weeks, month, whatever. Because there was supposed to be a few things. So apparently there was like a big like trucker strike, and there was all these videos going around and everyone was all hyped up on them. And I'm like, you know what? I'll believe it when I see it. Like, as much as I'd love for it to happen, because I've always known that we have the power. But I've also always known that the people don't know that they have the power. And so that's why I have such a hard time with the immature, ridiculous truth movement, is because they're trying to wake people up, but they're doing nothing but repel people and keeping people on the other side with their own stupidity, rather than, you know, coming to the table respectfully and attracting those people in. And so we have the power in order to be able to do this. And so there's these videos going around about this trucker strike that was supposed to happen in Australia and the States. And of course it was a bust. Like, I knew it was going to be a bust, and it's that's not being negative in any way. It's just being real. Just like, hey guys, if we're going to do this, we can do this. Like, we literally have the technology in order to be able to do this. Social media gives us the ability to talk to people from all around the world. We literally have the most amazing technology to be able to bring everybody together in solidarity and stand up for what is right. We have that technology, and do we use it? No, we don't. And it's unfortunate. We can talk about, Facebook and Google censoring and all this stuff. Look, there's a whole group that I got kicked out of, had 300,000 members on it. Some ridiculous Q group that was just like, full of a bunch of idiots who can't prove anything that they're saying. And so 300,000 people in this group, like, that's an insane amount of group. That's one of the biggest groups that I've seen in Telegram. Unfortunately, it was filled with just a bunch of idiots. So it's just like a 300,000 group of like dumbasses in that group. So that's unfortunate, but we could all band together, you know, using Telegram without being censored. So if they can grow a group that big, why can't we grow a group just as big, if not 10 times bigger? Right? And then utilize that technology in order to be able to actually band together and stop what is happening. We could easily do it. I always say, like, if you went back 50 years, let's say you went back 50 years, literally 50 years. If you went back 13 years, 13, 14, 15 years, let's say 15 years. You went back 15 years. You know what? Do you know what a cell phone looked like 15 years ago? Just like the biggest piece of junk. Okay, do you remember them? They had like keyboards and just terrible screens on them. Like they were awful. Like just terrible. I had a Palm Pilot back then. This was before iPhone. iPhone was the one to take the cell phone game to the next level. There's never been such a jump in technology like the iPhone has. Maybe there has, but that has been one of the most amazing jumps in technology. It just took us from like basic technology to like next level technology. It was so cool. And so if you haven't seen that actual like that presentation from Steve Jobs of the iPhone, like that's, I've watched it so many times because it's such a huge thing in history. And so it's like, that's only what, 15 years ago, that technology. So if we go back 50 years ago, talking what, 1970? I don't even think my brother was born. Or was he? Yeah, maybe around then. No, he wasn't actually. And that's right, 50 years ago, right? So anyways, 1970, you tell them, you say, hey, guys, in 2021, we have this amazing technology, social media. This is what it allows us to do. We have this amazing thing called the internet. We can pay for things with our watches. We can, you know, shop online. We can talk to people from all around the world. There's just like so much amazing things. And they look at it and they're like, oh, wow, like you guys must be like going to the moon and back for like, you know, your milk and stuff, you know? And you're like, nah, we don't really do that with our amazing technology. And they're like, oh, like what kind of amazing things do you guys do? Like you guys could like band together as a nation, as a world, and you could really like have so much power if you have that much power in each of your hands. And then you're like, well, actually, we don't do that either. Well, you have this amazing technology. What do you guys do with it? Well, we kind of, you see, like we have a store. It's called Starbucks. They like sell coffee and stuff. And so one time they changed their Christmas cup and we all argued on the internet about that. And then the person from like 1970 is sitting there like, what? And then you're sitting there saying, well, there was also this other time. Okay. There's this other time we all banded together and, so there's this photo of a dress, and some people thought it was gold, and some people thought it was white. So we had half the people arguing that it was gold, half the other people arguing that it was white. So that's another thing we do with our technology. And then the person from 1970 is like, the fuck you guys talking about? Like, you have this technology in the palm of your hands. In the palm of your hands, you have this amazing technology, and what are you doing with it? Like, and so that's one thing that is frustrating about being on this planet, is when you see people that we have such amazing technology and we just don't utilize it to its fullest capacity. And it's unfortunate. So for the next month, a little bit, you know, since things are getting hot, for me personally, what I'm doing is I'm just focusing on myself. Even though I do that already, I'm just not partaking in the social, say Twitter, all those kinds of stuff, because the truckers' strike was a bust. Apparently there was a big walkout on the first worldwide walkout. Did it happen? That was a fucking bust. Okay. And then right after, what did they start promoting on the 5th? No, it was 11th, the 11th. Worldwide walkout, September 11th. Rah, and I'm just like, guys, like, I'm sorry, but like, I know you mean well, but, all right, I'm going to take a step back. Okay. I got some stuff to prepare. Okay. You guys do your thing over there and make your signs and stuff. This personally, I believe that this war is much bigger than taking a felt pen to a piece of cardboard and writing some shit on it. This is much bigger. Okay, this is blood, sweat, and tears. This is fists and like carnage. That's not to be negative. That's not to be like evil or anything like that. That is just what is needed in order to be able to take back what is right. This is a war between what is right and what is wrong. This isn't a war between left or right, or protected or anti-protected, or we believe that there's a so-called, I don't even want to say the word, or people who don't believe that. This is a war between what is right and what is wrong. And very similar as to how I always say, whether somebody believes one thing or another thing, or is in one political direction or another political direction, whatever it is, I always say we should always, no matter your side, we should always be able to come back on facts, logic, and common sense. You can believe what you want to believe on your religious side. You can believe what you want to believe on your political side. But at the end of the day, we should be able to unite and hold hands on facts, logic, and common sense. Like that just only makes sense to me. That you can have your beliefs, you can have your ideologies, whatever, but at the end of the day, we should always be able to just unite on facts, logic, and common sense. And that's why I say this is a war between what is right and what is wrong. So if you think something works, go get it. Go take two of them in your arm. Go take the third one that's coming out. But if I don't believe I need it, I should have the freedom to be able to choose that. But to be forced, that is absolutely wrong. And so we, both parties, should be able to recognize just how wrong that is and be able to unite together. It's not that you're coming on to our side. It's both our side. Because if something is wrong on so many levels, I'm going to stand in support of that. Well, support against that. So that's where it is. I don't care if you're black, white, gay, whatever it is. Like, if it is right or if it is wrong, you know, we should be able to come together on that. Now, here's the crazy thing. So I think it was MSNBC, maybe even CNN. I don't know. It was one of the fake news, right? One of the fake news outlets. I saw it on Google News, news.google.com, okay? And it was talking about, are mandatory jabs illegal and against the Charter of Rights? Here in Canada, we have the Charter of Rights. And so they're going in, they're like, well, we're not forcing anybody to take it. Like, we're not forcing anybody. Like, if we were to hold you down and then, like, put one into your arm, yeah, that's forcing. And that's 100% against the Charter of Rights. But you have a choice. Your choice is either to take it or to not take it. And so, and they're like, it's just that if you choose not to take it, well, you're going to have some different outcomes than the person who chooses to take it. But you still have a choice in the matter. That's why it's not against the Charter of Rights. I think what they're saying is 100% bullshit. I think they're just really trying to cover their tracks and just, of course, create more division. But seriously, like you can take the argument, you can twist it up, and you can use it in a different way. So let's say you were in an abusive relationship, and then your abuser was basically like, look, you're not here, like, you have the freedom to be able to leave at any time you choose. You have that ability to. I'm not keeping you here. I'm not forcing you to be here. But let's just say, hypothetically, if you were to leave, like, if you were, like, you know, maybe that your dog might have an unfortunate accident. I don't know. I'm just saying, like, you never know what could happen in this world. And so you decide to leave and he unfortunately has an unfortunate accident. So there you go. You know, you're like, you're not being forced to stay here. So it's just crazy how the government can come out and say this. The BS news can support it and then come out with articles that are talking about this. And, you know, you can easily just twist that argument and be like, well, let's just use it in this example. How is that not wrong? Like, that's the exact same thing. What happened to the Me Too movement? The Me Too movement should be all over this, talking about how it's BS. Right? I may not be about the Me Too movement, but we should be able to come together on this one and say, hey, look, this is not right. This is not right. And so, yeah, the government saying that they're not threatening people, they're not forcing people, really? But you're saying that people who don't get it will lose their livelihoods, lose their ability to provide, lose their ability to be able to live. So if that's not forcing someone, I don't know what is. It's kind of like it's indirectly forcing someone, right? I always say, and people don't like it when I say this, I always say it because it's 100% true. Everybody has paid for sex. I don't care who you are. Everybody has paid for sex. Now, you may not have shown up somewhere and put the money on the nightstand kind of paid, but you paid. You either paid with your time, you either paid through buying dinner, you either paid through maybe getting a hotel, maybe getting some flowers. Ladies, you paid. Like, everybody's paid. Maybe not directly, but you've indirectly paid. A lot of people don't like it when I say that, but it's true. It's true. It's 100% true. Fight me, okay? You can't deny it. It's true. 100% true. I'll go to the grave and back supporting that, because it's true. Okay? So, the government saying that they're not forcing you. No, they're not directly forcing you, but they are most definitely indirectly forcing you. And from what I believe, from what I understand, that if the company does something, but not the government doing it, then it's not the government going against the Charter of Rights or Constitution. So technically, the government's not doing it, and the government's following the rules still. They're not going against the Charter of Rights. I even read in this article, they said that the Charter of Rights is kind of like, oh, it's kind of like a guideline. They didn't say that exactly, but like that's basically what they were saying. And I was like, wow, like you guys are rich. You can just see, just like spewing propaganda, you know? I'm just like, you guys are just trash. Can't believe it. So, yeah, that is September for you already. We're off to a great start. So for the next couple of weeks, that's what I'm doing. I'm gonna be rocking out, kicking ass, taking names like I usually always do, and I will be just preparing for the worst. It's not negative in any way, but if it's, you know, if it works out for me, great. If it doesn't, then well, guess what? Whatever happens will happen. It's kind of like when I'm at work. I always prepare. My shift is going to be 8 hours. Or depending on what kind of shift I have, it could be 12. I say it's going to be like if it's the other kind of shift, I'll say 12 hours. That's what my mindset is, 12 hours. I never think I'm going to get off early, or I never think it's going to be different or whatever or any less than that. I always think 12 hours. But if I happen to get off in 8 hours when I was expecting 12, which it normally is, well, guess what? Bonus. I just got a bonus 4 hours there, right? So it's the same thing with the other shifts. A lot of the guys I work with, they're always like right away, you know, they're thinking like, oh man, we're going to be off in like 3 hours, and because we get paid for the whole day, right? So they're thinking we're going to be off in like 3 hours. And then when we don't, and next thing you know, we got like overtime. Well, guess who's all, you know, pouty? It's like, well, if you would have thought or expected the full 8 hours or maybe even the full 12 hours, like you wouldn't get so disappointed and like ruin your whole day. So prepare for the worst. Maybe I'll see you all in prison. Okay. But at least we'll all be cool, right? All right. So Nathan, Unplugged Freedom, rocking it out. Find me on Telegram. We'll chit-chat there. Yeah, Instagram, YouTube, kind of this and that. But mainly like the, unpluggedfreedom.com. You can join my mailing list, and we'll go from there. All right, we'll chat soon.